Development Bank of Jamaica, the DBJ, through the Jamaica Venture Capital Program, will be hosting a one-day training workshop for lawyers on the documents, templates, and best practices related to private equity and venture capital transactions. Project coordinator at the DBJ, Audrey Richards, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the venture capital program and its importance to Jamaica's economic development. We bring you excerpts of that interview.
I think we should start by explaining what is venture capital and why is this important for Jamaica's economic development?
Venture capital is capital that is invested in high potential businesses. A venture capitalist, usually through a fund that he has raised based on his expertise, he would have attracted investors to form a fund. The venture capitalists invest that fund looking for high potential businesses in order to invest and looking to expand and grow those businesses.
How is this different from regular foreign direct investment, from regular investment?
It is different in that a foreign direct investor will be looking for maybe one project that they'll be looking to invest and expand and probably bring in the same expertise. What a venture capitalist does is, as I mentioned, they establish a fund.
Yes.
And that fund typically is looking for several businesses in which they can invest. And usually the venture capitalist might have a particular expertise in an area. So he might set up a fund that is looking to invest, say, in technology projects or energy projects, that kind of thing, or any kind of project, really. But the venture capitalist brings expertise and is looking to invest over several years in a particular enterprise.
Yes.
It's particularly important to us here in Jamaica at this time because a venture capitalist will look on businesses that a lot of our businesses do not have the kind of capital or access to the kind of capital that they will need to grow. You might have great businesses with great ideas, but they don't have the capital nor the expertise to be able to grow. So a venture capitalist brings that to the table and works with our businesses, whether it's a startup business or a, you know, a more mature business that is looking to expand.
Good. So there's a workshop that is coming up this Saturday, specifically aimed at the legal profession. Tell us about that workshop and its rationale.
The workshop is on October 31st. It's going to be at the Mona Law Faculty from 10 until 4 o'clock. And it's going to be led by Mr. Douglas Lays, who is a former Solicitor General and is now in private practice. Mr. Lays developed for us what we call a legal toolkit. And really what it is a compendium of legal agreements, standardized agreements and templates, as well as the documenting best practices when it comes to doing venture capital and private equity transactions. And the reason why we're doing it is that we believe that everybody needs to be on the same page when it comes to understanding the venture capital industry, understanding the kind of agreements and introducing the best practices. We're not building just an industry that's going to be relevant in Jamaica. So whatever transactions we do have to be relevant based on international best practices. And I should mention for the lawyers that might be listening, they get continuing education credit from the General Legal Counsel by attending this workshop. So that's an added incentive because as lawyers, as you know, have to continue their education.
Project coordinator at the DBJ, Audrey Richards, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
So no more talk, time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease upon the energy, upon the energy, upon the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up, upon the energy.
Commuters. It is your responsibility to ensure that you travel by using licensed public transportation in the KMTR. The only legal bus operators are the JUTC and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators. Do not travel with public transportation which operate contrary to their licenses. Use the JUTC buses and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators to be safe and protected under the Road Traffic Act, the Transport Authority Act, and the Public Passenger Transport Act. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
Get your heritage material at the JIS head office. Special discount when you wear the national colors on Fridays to make your purchase. Now through to October 30.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.